Hello, and welcome to Landward, Readings of Place and Season. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. Today I'll be reading a poem from my collection, Giasmin, entitled Women Tending. March is Women's History Month. It's a time of celebrating the gifts women have given to the world throughout history. Women tending moves through time and is told in three voices, from women tending house and home, to the women making bricks and pottery for home, to the women who make art, those women who tend towards what calls us to create. It begins with this epigraph from Virginia Woolf, From a Room of One's Own. Women have sat indoors all these millions of years so that by this time the very walls are permeated by their creative force, which has indeed so overcharged the capacity of bricks and mortar that it must needs harness itself to pens and brushes and business and politics. Women tending. She remembers all the women who have sat indoors tending fires, and women who walked carrying water jugs on their heads, waters in placental sacks within their bodies. Women who scooped clay and breathed life into vessels, into stories, into songs, into the material of sustenance. They, like she, planted seeds, harvested blossoms, fruits, roots, and seasoned their meals at their tables with stories of women through generations, the walls permeated by the creative forces of women, the bricks charged with dreams, suffused with memories of sunlight, rivers, clay. The brickmaker scoops clay from the bed of the river. Its coolness coats her hands as she smooths clay into form, evens exposed surfaces with trowel. At her kiln altar, she kindles the flame, bakes away water, crystals. Basalts of ocean floor and granites of land commingle, sing, and in the final flash of inferno, fuse. For days, the bricks breathe out heat. They inhale sunshine, desert night air. The brickmaker sweeps away ash. She lifts her bricks. One by one, she carries them to her secret place by the river. One by one, she massages them with mortar, humming a Mixolydian memory as she works. Brick by brick, she builds her place, a base as ancient as seafloor and continent, whose crystals give rise to light and life. Memories of mineral pulse a scintillating song. The brickmaker sings as worlds burn within her. The tender of hearth hums as her hands push into dough, as she pushes another stick into the cooking fire. As worlds effervesce, she hums, orients toward door, toward sun, leans out, tending toward light. She rises, crosses threshold to seek her place among rocks, at a shore, in a cave, beside a stream, within a light-filled room, to set cadence to page. She must raise herself to this task, even if no one ever reads her words, because the great machinery of the world depends upon the highly tuned listener, the woman who sets down her bricks and begins the rendering. You have been listening to Women Tending, a poem from my collection entitled Giasmin, published in 2022 by Water's Edge Press. You can find more of my writing at CatherineYoungWriter.com. This is Catherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening. Podcasts of this reading will be available at WDRT.org.